Citizens for Clean Air coordinator Patrice Lee told the regulators and two top assembly members at a meeting Tuesday that the slow process of establishing the local program may give the public a perception that it's not going to improve the area's air quality. She cites the example of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's review of the ordinance adopted by the Borough Assembly on February 27th that established the program.
We found out that it takes more time than what has happened for the ADEC to go through the ordinance and decide which parts would actually strengthen the SIP.
The State Implementation Plan, or SIP, spells out how the DEC intends to improve the Fairbanks area's air quality enough to bring it into compliance with federal law. Cindy Heil, with the DEC's Air Quality Division, says her agency intends to complete its review of the ordinance soon, then add portions of it to an amended version of the state plan.
We're hoping to do that this summer. That's still our intent.
Heil says it takes time to conduct a thorough review and the follow-up public comment period. Borough Air Quality Manager Ron Lovell says his agency can't do much yet because it's still awaiting funding.
But we don't have the resources at this point. I mean, I'm barely getting by with what I've got.
Lovell says the borough administration will propose funding for the program at the April 9th assembly meeting and that he hopes to have a budget by the end of the month. Lee says the clean air advocates also were disappointed to learn that 5 months after voters defeated a measure that would have kept the state in charge of local air quality, the borough still has only one operator for its one vehicle equipped with a mobile device that measures air quality, and that the borough's air quality staff lacks training to determine the opacity of smoke, a measure of how dark it is coming out of the stack.
We defeated Prop 2 in October, and it's now April, and no one has been to opacity training. That's been something that's integral to any kind of an air quality plan.
No opponents of borough air quality management were at Tuesday's meeting at the DEC office in Fairbanks. Assembly Presiding Officer Carl Castle and Deputy Presiding Officer John Davies both were present. Davies agrees it's important to show progress on the air quality program as quickly as possible, but he says the work that's been done since the Assembly adopted the ordinance has come at the bureaucratic equivalent of the speed of light.
A lot of what we heard is frustration that it doesn't appear like we're moving fast enough, and I think that most of us on the Assembly share that concern that it takes a long time to get these wheels moving.
But Citizens for Clean Air member Joan Franz says advocates are worried that without solid progress on the local air quality effort, would-be supporters might not vote to keep the borough in charge of the program if opponents again succeed in placing it on an upcoming ballot.
We may lose those people to, well, what difference does it make? What difference did it make? And I'm afraid of losing some of those people.
Davies agrees that the support of who he calls the middle-of-the-road voters would be essential if the issue again ends up on the ballot, and he says he's been assured that opponents are determined to get a citizens' initiative before voters in the fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.